And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. I'm talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, too, just for good measure. Couple more text messages. Shorty from Anderson, Alabama says, hey, Phil, that was an amazing monologue as always. Keep up the good work, my brother. Thank you, Shorty. Appreciate you, man. David from Taft, Tennessee says, Phil, thanks for discussing Tennessee issues. Just know some of your WVNN listeners live in Tennessee, too. I know, man. We got a bunch of y'all. A bunch of y'all in Tennessee. So, yes, thank you, David. I appreciate it. Ken from Athens, outstanding monologue. He says, oh, okay, he already read that one. He came in twice. Why'd he come in twice? Same text. Okay. And then Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, you have been the jack of all trades, unlike most people have mastered. I don't know if I've mastered anything, brother. He said, in this day, you're still a young man with many more endeavors in your future, and even though you may not think it, I think that God may have bigger plans. Well, and then he says, why not? Don't use my words against me, Jeff. Anyway, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you, man. I don't know what God's going to do. I just wait and watch and do, and sometimes that's the thing. I mean, sometimes it comes down to why would you not? And you realize that the calling is just to go do. I've said that on the show many times. Anyway, appreciate all of y'all. Hey, listen, RFK, it's not part of my dippers, but I feel like it's worthy of being covered a little bit. So today, JP decided the world's going to start streaming more with us. We're going to start streaming more to them. And so we had the RFK hearing up today. And how much did you get to watch yourself, by the way? Did you watch some of it?
Pretty much all of it. Yeah. While I was doing, you know, all my other work, I had it going on in the background, so I was able to listen to it.
So good, because I only caught parts of it. So give me your, like, if you had to describe it in a couple of words or a couple of phrases, what would it be? What was your impression?
A lot of Democrat barrages of accusations and absurd questions, and then not giving them proper time to respond with a valid, basically kind of like what they did in others, of like giving him a question, there's no way he could respond in the allotted time. So then when he starts to respond, it's, oh, well, then I'll just take that as a yes. Moving on. And it's like, no, that's,
it's a circus, it's a show.
Yeah. But there were a lot of good sound bites. In his opening statement, he said that every day for the last 20 years, he's knelt down and prayed that God will give him an opportunity to help save America's chronic disease issue and to help save American kids. And he also just talked about, just the issues that we've had, like our food ingredients and, you know, making America healthy again.
Did he come across sincere to you?
Yes, very, very sincere. I mean, RFK has always come across as sincere to me. Like, I don't agree with about 70% of his policies, I would say, or maybe even more. But this one, I think he's spot on. And like I said, I think he's very genuine. He's an open book, like Hegseth, a very open book, and doesn't deny anything. I think that he's the guy for the job to do this.
He's not an open book. He wrote a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
his
exactly.
book. In fact, they tried to use his book against him today, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. I heard more than once that, well, in your book, you say this, Senator. I never said that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm rather interpreting that it says this. No, it didn't say that, Senator. It's not what happened.
I know Warnock from Georgia tried to say that he compared the CDC to Nazi camps or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, Bernie Sanders had to come apart because of onesies that apparently RFK is presiding over a company that sells these anti-vaccine baby onesies or whatever. And goes, will you commit to taking this down? And RFK's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know? him and Elizabeth Warren had a good back and forth too, where she subtly tried to make him commit to not suing big pharma companies. There were a lot of great sound bites from it today.
Basically, what she's saying is you need to give them all immunity. Mm-hmm. They can do no wrong.
But she said it in a way that didn't come across. And he just flat out says that you're just asking me in a nice way to not sue big pharma companies.
Well, there's also, there was also comment about things like you're trying to change, everybody's diet. And I think at one point, Senator Mike Crapo of, where is he from? Idaho, I think. Yeah. Republican was questioning him. And the response he got from Kennedy was, if you want a McDonald's cheeseburger or a Diet Coke, which my boss, Donald Trump, loves, he said, you should be able to get them, but you should also know what the impacts are on your health. So, I mean, I'm wondering, does that mean he's going to want to put, like lawyer disclaimers on every piece of fast food? Is that what he's saying?
I think in that same questioning, he said that in, Europe, McDonald's fries have 3 ingredients and ours have 11. So, you know, point. Cutting down on the unnecessary ingredients and such. So
get back to tallow oil.
Yeah. He said that specifically. Yeah. Tallow oil. And yeah, just a lot of vaccine denier accusations from the left, as I predicted.
Elizabeth Warren was a piece of work. Mark Warner was a piece of work. Mm. What else we got? Oh, he was actually called a conspiracy theorist by Senator Tillis.
Oh, Tillis. I think Tillis asked him if he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Or asked him that. Yeah. Tom Tillis is a Republican, mm-hmm. so I'm sure that was more along the lines of giving him an opportunity to respond.
Yes. Yeah.
He flat out said, I'm not against vaccines. He said the opening line, I remember this, I heard this part. The opening line in my book is, I am not opposed to vaccines. And the last line in my book is, I'm not opposed to vaccines. He said, but we need to know what we're putting into our kids' bodies and, you know, elaborate from there. He also talked about over-medicating the population. He also talked about the cost of healthcare in our country by comparison to others. And why would that be? And then he called them out for their Trump derangement syndrome right to their faces.
He did. Yeah. He said, these Democrats used to be on my side, but now that I'm a Trump and they have to, you know, viciously be opposed to anything connected to Trump, you know, now they're attacking me.
Did you see where his sister, I think, came out against him yesterday?
His cousin.
His cousin.
A lot of JFK's.
That's so tacky.
JFK's, you know, kids and grandkids have come out against him, which, by the way, in my opinion, that validates him even more because he's putting his neck out on the line. And I know it would really hurt me if, you know, my family, you know, came out against me that openly and publicly. So the fact that he's continuing to go on in spite of that, I think that just validates him even more, in my opinion, that he's sincere and wants to do what's best for America.
Just so you know, we will not come out against
you. maybe not you, but maybe there's some cousins I pissed off along the way.
Nah, it's all good. All right, listen, more to come on this. I also saw that just moments ago, former Congressman Duffy was sworn in as the new Department of Transportation secretary. Mm-hmm. Nowhere to go but up there, replacing Mayor Pete. Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg is out, and Duffy is in. Duffy, who's also married to Rachel Campos Duffy from Fox News. So Fox got all the connections on this one, don't they?
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
And then who else came out? I think it was Pam Bondi was referred positively out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So she was voted out of committee positively, meaning she can now become a floor vote for Attorney General. And I believe we'll see that probably as early as next week.
Yeah, hopefully even before the end of the week. I don't know. We'll see.
If we can get the Democrats to get out of the way. Right now, the Democrats are posturing as if they believe that as soon as she gets in, she's going to launch lawfare. They are the authors of lawfare. Yep. Isn't that ironic? It's what they do.
Yeah.
They always accuse us of doing what they're doing. It boggles the mind. Well, look, so the bottom line is RFK, I mean, I'm going to be real clear. RFK is not a conservative.
No.
He's conservative on some things. He's also, oh, by the way, a change agent. And I see this as being the place in government where he most wanted to be,
yeah,
besides maybe Attorney General.
Yeah, I mean, for 20 years, he's been praying for this opportunity.
Yeah, I can see this being the place where he most wanted to be. I can also see it being the place, one of the few places where he and Trump are probably more fully aligned.
Yeah.
And of course, Trump nominated him for that very reason. But then I don't think he could have fit in anywhere else. I don't think his views could have fit in anywhere else. Tulsi Gabbard, let's be honest, she's not a true conservative. Mm-mm. She's got some policy positions. She's a former Democrat herself, most recently switched over to the Republican Party. But she's a change agent. And she's also willing to, both of them, RFK and Tulsi, what I admire is they are willing to openly buck their party.
Yeah.
And say, what you're doing is wrong, and I can't be a part of it.
Yeah. And that's why I think the compartmentalization of it. Like, I don't agree with RFK on abortion. I don't agree with him on energy or, you know, a lot of stuff. But I think if we can just put him to where we do align with him and let him go to work. I think that's what needs to be done. And you know, I've already seen Mike Pence come out and say because RFK is not pro-life that he can't be HHS secretary, which I don't really understand. Because
Mike Pence is making himself more irrelevant by the day.
Yeah. I don't even think HHS secretary can change anything on abortion.
It's a state law matter.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily agree with that.
Which, by the way, go back to my monologue. There's another reason that state legislatures matter, because Roe v. Wade overturned and handed back to the states. Your state law matters.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow, let's see. We swore in Duffy today for DOT. We had the hearing today for RFK. Tomorrow we got Tulsi Gabbard and Cash Patel, and I think we're going to stream Cash Patel, yeah, right?
8:30 tomorrow morning, Central Time, Cash Patel. We'll stream that on our Twitter. And then 9 o'clock, Tulsi Gabbard's what's going on. I think RFK has another hearing tomorrow on a different subcommittee as well.
I think he does.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's through yet.
Y'all go come check out Right Side's Twitter. I'll stream it to Phil's Twitter as well. We'll be streaming the Cash Patel confirmation hearing if y'all want to come check it out.
I think that one might get spicy, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tulsi Gabbard's going to have to answer for some things that she did, like going over to Syria, which mm-hmm. I think was very questionable, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I also think that Tulsi's going to have to answer even to Republicans for how she can, because she's got a bit of an isolationist attitude, and there's going to be times when we have no choice but to be expeditionary. I'm not a full-on isolationist, but I don't want to go start new wars. But if somebody tries to punch us in the mouth from afar, I say we go fix it.
Yeah.
But the reality is, I think Tulsi's is going to be some stuff that's going to be interesting, but I think Cash Patel is going to be a free-for-all, man.
He's I think he's the most combative of them all. Like, he's going to have a back and forth with them.
And Cash has got crazy eyes.
He does, yeah.
He's going to be sitting there with crazy eyes the entire time, and I bet there's going to be a bunch of sound bites come out of that one. So, yeah, we'll stream Cash Patel tomorrow, and if anything good comes out of it, we'll make it part of the show for tomorrow. All right, listen. I got a whole dipper here I hadn't even started yet. We're going to do it. I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to come right back. And we're going to kick off a batch of home fries, talk about things that are happening right here in your own backyards. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.